one of my lab's goals is to make the plastics economy more sustainable.
That's Frank Leibfarth, an associate professor in the chemistry department at UNC. His research group studies the materials that make up plastics, specifically polyethylene and polypropylene. Those are byproducts of refining crude oil and can be found in everything from packaging to bottles to toys. Leibfarth says it's clear that plastic is a critical part to modern life, but it's similarly clear that too much plastic waste is being created. Some of that single-use plastic gets sorted into recycling, but he says most plastic in the U.S. still ends up being thrown away or re-enters the environment as pollution.
It's really good to throw your plastic container into the recycling bin, but less than 10% of what you throw in that recycling bin actually gets recycled. And one of the reasons that is because plastics recycling is not an economically viable process for most plastics, right? The recycler or, you know, your city government or your county government or the state government has to actually pay extra money to see that recycling happen.
Leibfarth says between the vast dependency we have on plastic and the inefficiency of other materials, there's no obvious alternative to take its place.
If we would switch from plastic packaging to other forms of packaging, glass, aluminum, paper, etc., that's about 5.5 times the water usage, right, we need in producing those materials. It's about 5 times the weight, which leads to much higher transportation costs, much higher petrochemical usage for fuel, right, to transport that around, and about 2 times the total energy consumption. So plastics are important, right, because the alternatives are in many, many ways worse.
To help address plastic waste, Leibfarth's lab aims to change the system at both ends. Firstly, how that plastic waste could still be recycled, and secondly, around the type of plastic that gets used for items in the beginning. Leibfarth's research focuses on finding reagents or specific molecules to react with a product's polymers and change that plastic into a different type of plastic. During testing, the team takes plastic waste and feeds it through an extruder, which the chemist describes as a similar function to a hot glue gun, with the reagent mixed in. When it comes out, it's a new material and one that is often more durable than single-use plastic. Leibfarth says that new elastomer can be used for products like golf balls or high-end packaging, which is more likely to use recycled materials and therefore would be more valuable.
A golf ball is worth a lot more money than a milk jug, right? So hopefully if we can continue to improve this process and actually get it to where we can implement it, we can derive value from that using plastic waste as a starting material, right? Which is effectively free.
The long-term goal for Leibfarth and his team is to change the plastics economy to make it so when something is created, it's more guaranteed to be upcycled into a new product once its initial use is finished. In the short term, however, the goal is making the successful reagents more accessible, affordable, and easily applicable. But the lab's hope is that by enacting a change within the existing plastics infrastructure and industry, it could lead to a more attainable impact than searching for an entirely alternate way to make plastics. Leibfarth describes that as a circular economy, which aligns with both the basic goals of recycling and the broader goals of reducing climate change and pollution.
We take this crude oil up from the ground. We spend a lot of energy to make it into plastic. That carbon that's embedded in there, we should use more than once, right? We should ideally have that in a circular economy where we use it over and over and over again. That's ultimately our goal, and that's really what drives us.
To read more about Leibfarth's work, visit chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.